You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance!
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Also, worlds colliding. We've never covered this. It helps that Schaefer's here for this. If you get involved with Currency at Sand Hills Global and with Carson Schott's internship program to lead you into Currency, you also get be part of the HAM system. So you'll also get a spiral HAM.
Have they verified they're still doing this?
They are still doing it. I verified it.
Okay,
they're still doing it.
That's fantastic.
They're still doing it.
Because I would have felt pretty bad.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. And you don't have to be there for a full year. Once you're there and you're an employee, you go into the HAM database.
Yep.
And so, so immediately they have a special computer. All it does is ham. That's all it does. It's not a ham radio. It's a ham computer.
Spiral.
And they do that. So think of this right now. 4.5 days of work. So it's 7 weeks of vacation a year, Schaefer. The ham right there. And then also making just boatloads of money at the same time. And you're also managing money. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom and Sean,
for doing that for us, and also thanking us for helping sponsor the golf tournament and being at Jim Egger
and coming out and playing with us.
Walsh
is going to have lunch at Ergon.
Yeah, at some point.
It's on the rotation.
Carson,
let us know. We're having lunch with the Peds.
Yeah,
we think so.
That's kind of a big deal. Yeah, it's kind of a big deal
at Ergon.
They wanted to talk about just some global focus they had.
Yeah, we have those. Yeah, we can help them out. We'll chat.
Global focus.
Global focus. Steve from Columbus and me from Bender.
GoCurrency.com.
What if the Peds rode their bike out to any parties?
They might
probably did. Probably parallel lives some.
We had some response, Bill, on the text line to what you want to call Schaefer's crystal ball.
Ouija board.
Someone said, how about the magic Schaefer ball?
Hmm. There you go. It's not bad.
It's an idea.
The magic Schaefer
looks unlikely.
Would you spell Schaefer like just S-C-H-A-E-F?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I like Ouija board better. Keep going. Is there any other ones?
Brad from Huntsville had some different responses for the magic 8-ball. I'm not going to read those.
Brad from Huntsville. Is that Huntsville, Alabama?
It is.
Why would he be listening?
So Josh says, I like the Ouija board. They make Schaefer dress in a dark robe and have an evil persona as he predicts where prospects will commit.
That would be an
very satanic.
Schaefer. Think the videos robe. Are just me doing, but it's like it actually spells out the university it that does. They're going to go to.
It does.
And so like Nebraska just takes forever as you're getting
don't
from
you,
each of the letters.
Don't you remember the Ouija board? You talk to the Ouija board. And Schaefer doing that, and it spells
dark
out
robe.
Dark robe.
You have to adorn yourself in a robe.
Really grow the beard out, you know, longer. Let it come off the chin a little more.
I just wish
one of those pointed hats.
Yeah, yes. Get the hat.
Look like a wizard.
I wish that you guys were old enough. Only Steve will get this. But another way to do it would be Johnny Carson. He needs to do Karnak.
Yeah,
remember he
someone sit down the text.
He'd hold the card to his head. It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
And sitting right next to him was Ed McMahon. And Doc Severson was running the band. And Johnny Carson's in a giant hat This big hat, and he's making predictions.
Okay.
Okay.
What about a big hat on Schaefer like big, that?
Send in a picture of, someone sent texting a picture of Johnny Carson of Karnak, the Magnificent.
So we can show Schaefer. It's like a royal
hat. It's poofy, and you just got to see it.
Red poofy.
Yes. Johnny Carson. Sybil,
have you ever put on like the now somewhat trendy big hat? That you'll see
I had one on like a day ago.
We discussed this. This has been discussed, but no, I haven't.
You refused to
Bill
do
had it,
it
on.
What do you, well, for, what do you think?
Generally, if you go anywhere near that, people are going to be lining up to take photos.
Yeah.
I
only put it on one time.
Thank you, Schaefer.
Yeah, you don't
so want to. I totally understand why you wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Also, Schaefer, if you remember, as we were watching the Shadur Sanders ordeal, there was a guy in the big hat standing right next to Prime.
In serious mode.
In serious mode.
Big hat.
I'm hoping that he was like the originator of the big hat, and he was going to try to sign Shadur to a big
hat.
Podcast.
He was on Gilly, he was defended by the Breakers. It was odd.
It's very odd.
He has a podcast that has a million listeners. It's like, okay.
It was something Gilly, right? G-I-L-L-I. Gilly.
Shafe. They showed Prime watching the draft with the guy next to him in a big hat.
Consulting.
When he got...
There's the hat right there. Somebody texted in that.
Is that Karnak or the
big... It's Karnak with Carson.
That'd be a good hat.
That'd be a good hat. Schaefer, that you'd hold the envelope up to your head to make the prediction, and you'd open it up. This is going to get legs.
Wait a second. Who came through with that?
Oh, a lot of people got from Craig, Jeff, and then unnamed texter sent that as well.
Breakers just come through.
They come through all the time.
Did you see the cap?
He saw it.
Yeah,
he saw it.
Would you wear that?
I've seen clips of it. I know the skit. I am aware of its existence.
Okay.
It was one of the envelopes were kept on Funkenwaggle's porch. Since that was the security system where everything was kept at. I mean, you go back and listen. And Schaefer, it was so funny. He'd list off like three names, and then he would read the answer, then read the question, and it was hilarious.
That's what it was.
He would.
Thank you.
Yes, he would read the answer, and then he'd open up. Then he'd read the question. Yes. And it was hilarious. It just, sometimes when he just read the answers, they'd bust up laughing before they even read the spark that was funny. And him and Ed McMahon.
It would howl.
Would howl laughing, and then they'd have to say it. Oh,
maybe better times. Maybe we could react.
That can be part of the theme park.
Yes. Or see, there we go. I wonder if we could do that. Are we smart enough to do that at Ruhlman's?
Maybe we could do that. I don't know. You're Carson. You could be Johnny Carson. Smoking a cigarette. It'd be incredible.
Sanderson says, if you do Karnak, get ready, Schaefer, because you will become very popular. Yes. It was hilarious. Bring that back.
It would be Schaefer.
Yes. All right. Think about it.
Karnak is something you should think
about. I will look into this.
Social media. I'm telling you, this is going to work.
We'll look into this.
We have Bill is very upset about something, Schaefer, and it's involving this weekend in Omaha. The CWS begins in Omaha, and we will have Arkansas and LSU in the first round Saturday night. Now the bracket falls that direction, but Bill is very upset with this. Are you angry about Arkansas LSU in the first round of the CWS?
I think that's how the seeds were lined up for it, so that was kind of how it was always going to be.
But aren't you? These are like two big fan bases.
Yeah. Jake, it's a leading question. Aren't you upset?
Come on, aren't you a little upset here, Schaefer?
Not particularly. I think it adds a lot of like excitement for that individual
game. You must be upset.
You gotta be upset like Bill.
I also think like
aren't you upset?
It guarantees you that matchup at least one time. It'd be a lot worse if you didn't get that.
Aren't you upset?
Bill has been upset all week.
I want it reseeded in the final eight, and just no. So all of a sudden you get the Cinderella whips in there, and all of a sudden, you know, okay, we got Murray State in the opener like that.
You're going.
I will be at the Murray State game. I'm going to that at 1 o'clock.
Scouting.
You guys have seen the picture of their home ballpark,
yes, 800
right?
Yeah, people. The coach mows the grass.
Absolutely, just incredible. Like I love stuff like that.
What does the ballpark look like?
I mean, it's
Sherman
small.
Field.
It basically looks like a Legion Park.
It's Sherman
Field. And then the caption comes along with the coach is also the one who does a lot of the like maintenance. Yeah. The field maintenance and everything of it too. So, just incredible to see a team like that. Go from a 4 seed all the way to Omaha. I don't know if they're going to go 0-2. I don't know if they're going to win the whole thing, but just I love when you get that, at least a little element of it.
Even Columbus Legion had a grounds crew.
Yeah,
Bob Dearman didn't have to mow the lawn.
It was Well, and then when it came to during the game, it was me and the other guy who was largely in the bullpen were the ones in charge of getting the tarp out, maintaining the mound. I tamped the mound so often in my life. It's like, Shaver doesn't need batting practice. If he's going in, we're just bunting anyway. Tamping the mound.
Really? You did that? Maintain. Put your tarp on the mound?
For basically 3 years since I just was a zero in the batter's box. Yeah. And there was no point in me taking batting practice because all I would do would bunt. So then it was like I just took care of the mound every day. I went through a bullpen and then took care of the mound.
Was it because your speed?
So you squared up right away with the bunt? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Here we go.
I couldn't hit. Like, I just could not. Just was a bad hitter throughout most of my life. And then by high school, I could pitch, so I had value in that regard. But in tournaments where you didn't have a DH, there was ever – it could be like – I mean, if there was two outs, I was basically informed to only swing if there was two strikes. You know, basically take everything up until two strikes. I walked a fair amount. I struck out a fair amount. I grounded out to second.
Would your own team cheer when you walked? It was like a good deal. He's on base.
Good job, Shafe.
It was a good deal because
lean into the plate.
Lean into one.
Crowd the plate.
As a pitcher, like, I rarely had to run. Like, you could swap in someone that, you know, in the tournaments where you didn't,
runner?
You know,
a pinch runner,
essentially.
You could have had a prime rib meal 10 minutes before the game started and been just fine.
I had a pretty good life of basically just like managing a pitching mound and then throwing a bullpen for practice or
Bill, we had a
being available.
It was a beautiful park, Pawnee Park.
It is a very nice field. It's smaller than I don't remember it being as small as it was when I played, but it's only like 345 to center. It's a very small park.
It's 310 down the line.
Yeah, it is.
I could almost jack one.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks. Almost. I could almost
like, where does almost fall? Yeah, like, are you?
How close
are we talking shallow?
309? 309? Or are you more
wall?
Like a 285?
Bounced a couple off.
You're clearing 260 on this one?
I bounced a couple off the wall.
When I was bartending at the Legion Club, serving Mel Maine's Manhattans.
Yeah. And Bob Devaney.
I also took on the Sherman Field grounds crew. I did that for a summer. And so it'd be down there.
You got to be kidding.
So I ran Sherman Field. I did the grounds crew down there.
You ran the grounds crew?
Not ran. No, I was the grounds crew. I was tamping, doing all that stuff, and especially home plate was a bunch.
Yep. He was tamping.
I was tamping, doing that. But
you do a lot of tamping with a pitching mound.
Also, a couple times like that, like the tractor didn't work right to start to drag the field like that. So I took my 1977 Ford LTD out and hooked up
the bumper
to the bumper, and it had a trailer hitch on it.
I was going to say, it pulled the bumper right off.
Yeah, yeah. And I drugged the field in my Ford LTD with the AM radio playing and air conditioning on.
At Sherman.
That's Sherman.
Imagine driving by and all of a sudden seeing a Ford LTD whipping around.
I cannot imagine dragging the field. I really can't.
It happened.
Didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Sherman Field.
Absolutely.
God. Sherman Field and Legion Club.
Legion Club.
To Lincoln State.
I swear,
I
gave up a home run at Sherman that there's a train that's behind it with the, I don't know what the factory is. And there's quite some distance between the fence and where that train is. I gave up one beginning of Legion play is when I knew something was wrong with my arm and I had torn my labrum at that point. So I had just nothing on it. You go to throw a fastball and you're like 10 miles an hour or less. Yeah. God just jacks it. It's like I thought it landed in the back of the train. It was just being carried somewhere.
It's gone forever.
When I gave up some homer, they just all felt like mammoth.
You never gave one up in Hastings, did you?
Not at Duncan. No, the
lights were inside.
Duncan was too big for me to. You know, I could give up some Grand Canyon shots, but that one was a tough place to.
Lights were inside the stadium. It was weird.
Yeah,
but it was big. It was huge.
It is time to play the game show.
Oh, better time.
Give us a call right now at 402-464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, we have done first, second, and third overall picks before in the NFL draft. I know we're past the draft, but it's the offseason. It's summer. Today's topic is number four overall picks in NFL draft history. I will give you the school, the position, the year, the team they went to. You tell me
it won't be that
what
hard.
Player.
We'll be okay.
Yeah, it won't be that hard.
I think we get all four of these today. If you think your number four overall picks in the history of the draft, give us a call. 464.
I don't know this last year's. No idea.
I think if I gave you the description, you might be able to
get it. You might, but off the top of your head.
Right. I wouldn't know it. Like
so
right
Jake
now.
Said, if you know your four number overall picks...
I'll give you a great description.
Okay.
464-5685. Shut up, Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
The record on the week is 2-1, going for a winning record by Film Friday. Number four overall picks in NFL draft history. I will give you very great detail. You tell me who the player is.
Okay.
We have Matthew. Matthew, do you feel good about number four overall picks in NFL draft history?
I feel okay.
All right. Schaefer's the lifeline today for Sip. First question to you, Matthew. What Nebraska outside linebacker was drafted fourth overall by the Broncos in 1991.
I got that. I got Schaefer. I got 100%.
Oh, shoot. I have no idea.
Okay.
Any guess?
Well, it's not Trev Albert, so he's later, but that's all I can think.
5-4.
91, you said?
I got it.
Yep, 91 draft. 3-2-1. No guess?
I got it, too.
I got nothing.
Forgotten player.
Yeah.
Doesn't get mentioned very much. Mike Kroll.
Yep, got it right there.
Brilliant. No one talks about him ever.
Don't know that name.
Do you feel left out?
I didn't know
the
player
outside. Do you feel left out?
I know nothing about him.
Show me. I want to see it.
No, it's right there.
Mike Kroll.
Yeah. I've never heard of him before, honestly.
Oh,
me
yeah.
and Schaefer both have not.
He was a fourth overall pick.
He was a beauty. He was an outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be like a rush-in.
Rush-in type of guy.
He was big.
Why is no one talking about
what
him?
What would you say?
Because I think he falls in the period of Husker football history that no one really discusses, like 86 to 92. That is like this stretch where no one talks about it. Because what came before it, you have the scoring explosion and all of that, and then what comes after it, the national titles and that.
You'll seldom see a better looking player than Kroll. Yeah. Like he had a great
6'4", 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
Where was he from originally?
I want to say he's from Connecticut. Am I wrong? I know that's where Doug.
I think you nailed that.
That's where he's from Connecticut.
I think he's from Connecticut.
Check that out. I know Doug DeBose is from Connecticut.
We'll confirm that.
I think Kroll's from Connecticut.
1-0 lead for Sip. First question, Schaefer's to play. What Colorado receiver was drafted fourth overall by the then Redskins in 1995?
Colorado receiver.
Should know. Oh, I got it. I got it.
I have it. Go
for it. I got 100% got it. Now I got Schaefer in my back pocket. It's Bryant Westbrook.
Oh, Michael Westbrook.
Brilliant.
Not Bryant. I was going to say, yeah. I was worried about you saying the wrong first name.
I'm going to go with Westbrook. It's fine.
Pretty sure he caught the Hail Mary from Cordell Stewart.
Michigan. Yeah.
Westbrook.
There you go. Michael Westbrook. 2-0 lead for SIP. Four to stay alive, Matthew, last question. What UCLA left tackle was drafted fourth overall by the Ravens in 1996?
Oh, that's Jonathan Ogden.
There you go.
Brilliant!
Hall of Famer, Jonathan
Ogden.
One
of the best linemen of all time.
This Schaefer
just got interesting.
Schaefer's in play here, but if you guys don't get this right, we can go with the tiebreaker. Last question. What Arkansas running back was drafted fourth overall by the Raiders in 2008.
Got it. Bill has it. I got it.
I have it as well.
You got it?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Let's Schaefer take it.
In 2008?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only one answer here.
Big lean dude could run between the tackles. Yeah. Big running back.
Had a great running back mate there.
Go ahead.
Arkansas.
Go ahead.
Darren McFadden.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Now that was a running back.
He was awesome.
The tandem was him and Felix Jones.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Wasn't Peyton Hillis really that time
good.
Zone too?
Good. That McFadden Felix Jones was like that Ohio State tandem this year.
Yeah.
Probably better.
Maybe better.
They were really.
I mean,
good.
Because I don't recall them being able to pass the way Ohio State could, so they had to lean on Felix Jones.
Wasn't Felix the first round pick also?
Felix went to the Cowboys. Yeah. I want to say second round.
Was it second round?
I want to say.
How
second
was
round.
That Arkansas team?
I think they were like 9-3.
Really good.
You know, that was peak Houston Nutt, which came better after times. He turned better down times. The Nebraska job.
Yeah.
The Razorback fans are livid right now because of their game against Notre Dame. 11 a.m. kickoff. Notre Dame at Arkansas. 11 a.m. kick.
A lot of upset people with the way TV windows work.
Yeah. Now, but when you look at TV windows, you do have to look at what are the other options. And so I heard that today, that they're so upset. But the prime game that they got is Alabama Georgia,
which needs to be at nighttime.
That has to be the game like that. But we talk about the games all the time. What does Deion Sanders go by?
Prime time.
What games are at night that people want to watch? They're in prime time. So I don't want to hear any more about these. The time doesn't matter. Yeah, it's prime time. That's the games that matter. Like that. Those are the fun ones.
That 11 a.m. thing, it's becoming quite a controversy.
It is.
I don't see any way around it, though.
You have to have them, but it should be Alabama UAB. It should be those type of games. Those are the ones like that. You know, like that. It's a Purdue and Rutgers. No problem. 11 o'clock, I'll watch some of that.
Like
I
it love used that. To be. It was love that forever.
I'll get some of that. Yeah, this other.
Well, and you'll get stuff slotted in the 2:30 that's also kind of.
How would you feel about Arkansas and Notre Dame at 2:30?
Would love it. That'd be fine. I'm okay with that.
Just
would,
not 11
would
a.m.
Not, would not lose my mind on that whatsoever. Not lose my mind. What they said was, though, that's the 2:30 time is the SEC. So the SEC wants SEC versus SEC.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they won't take, even though they could take the Notre Dame game. And think about the viewership for SEC versus Notre Dame. Just Notre Dame, you just throw them on, you're right away, it's like your viewership is through the ceiling.
Hmm. I'm not pushing back.
Thanks, Steve. Bill, do you want the tiebreaker question or not?
Please.
Okay. Darren McFadden played 10 seasons in the NFL.
Wow.
How many rushing touchdowns did he have in his career?
10 seasons? 49.
Oh, I think it'd be closer to a hundo. Over.
I'm going to say over, but less than a hundred. Put me at like 70.
I was surprised by this number. 28 touchdowns in his career. Rushing.
Whoa!
Rushing.
Closer than you guys, yeah.
Bill's closest.
Look at that.
My first thought, you start looking at that. If you get 4 to 6 a year, that's right. That's my mathematics.
28, kind of one up on us.
I guess he was with the Raiders and they weren't particularly.
Sorry about that,
good.
Guys. No. That I follow.
And he went to the. Where did he go? He went somewhere else too.
I know the algorithms out there.
I don't remember what his career was.
I forgot
post-Raiders.
Where he went to after. He was not there all 10 years, but he went somewhere else. I forget where he ended up with. But
it wasn't as good of a career as you would think. Given how good he was as a college football player.
He was
player.
So fun to watch.
So good.
Oh, God, he was awesome.
I'm telling you, right, watching those two running backs, it was a downhill mayhem.
It was a horse.
It was one of those things that if you're on defense, you're like, Coach Bush, please tell me your adjustment against these guys. We have one adjustment. It'll be our chin straps. That'll be our adjustment. Like they'll just buckle back up again.
I think Peyton Hillis was the third back, and he was an NFL he's a fullback.
He's a fullback.
I mean, that guy's an NFL running back for years, too.
Hey, yeah, Dad, D him up, man.
He was on the Madden cover one year.
Yeah,
Peyton Hillis was.
I owned a Peyton Hillis Browns jersey that I had bought as a gag because we were buying these $19 knockoff jerseys from China at the time and had a fantasy football league, and you had to take somebody from your team right after the draft and then buy their jersey. And I had taken Peyton Hillis, and I was like, well, this will be a keepsake. Yeah. Ended up selling it on a garage sale for like $5. Okay. Kind of wish I would have kept it, though.
That's one you like.
That would have been great to bust out at times.
That would have been nice. Like,
and it was like the Browns, just like the Browns brown jersey.
Just to show up 20 years from now at some event. What is that? And it's like, who is Peyton Hillis? And Peyton what is Hillis. That? Is that Browns? Is that the Browns jersey?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Remember that one year?
Yeah. Hey, we are 35-29 overall.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And 3-1 in the week.
Kind of turned it around. It was sort of an ugly start to the year.
There was a time I think we lost like 9 of 10.
It was bad.
It was 8 of 10. We looked at each other.
Steve was going to sleep and having dreams of bagel boy.
He did.
There it was.
You sticking around, Schaefer? You out of here?
You had to do.
I can stick around for another second.
All right,
Schaefer sticking around.
Another hour, Schaefer next, and really breaking the ticket.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.